It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've been rooting around in my icebox, and look what I found. Pig's guts and sheep's guts.
Wow.
Thank you, Julia.
Hi.
More of that.
You like that?
Wherever that came from, you go mining for more of that gold.
You bet.
I gotta listen to that woman every day.
Hot.
We're keeping her memory alive, too.
That's right.
And another woman, we're keeping her memory alive.
Wow, a memory it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're gonna bring our Cordines in here in a second. But before we do that, let's enjoy today's Katie Minute. I hope you like it. Here she is.
Hey there. This is Katie with a very special thought of the day. Mayonnaise is vile. It's slimy, nasty, slick, oily, white, and looks like What crackpot thought to blend oil and eggs?
Katie.
No self-respecting person would ruin a sandwich with mayonnaise.
Oh, no.
Give me mustard or give me death.
I disagree.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, dear.
I hate mayonnaise.
Okay.
And you. I hate you, too.
Sure.
I like the different tone.
Me too.
I hate you, too. She's happy about it.
Just sure. So cute.
That's Katie. I had no idea. I like mayo. I like a little mayo. I have mayo on my sandwich every single day. You don't like mayonnaise either?
Mayonnaise has its place.
Mm-hmm. I thought we've had the discussion where you like Hellman's.
If I use it, it must be Hellman's.
Okay, but you have Hellman's in your refrigerator.
Yeah, but there's only certain times to use it.
You don't put mayonnaise on a turkey sandwich.
I do on a turkey sandwich, and I do with tomatoes. And they're
how about on a roast beef sandwich?
No.
Mustard.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You're doing it wrong, Mike.
Every day.
And you know what? And
every day I'm growing further apart from you.
And now I'm away from mayonnaise with tuna. Now I put mustard in tuna.
Oh, no.
And
no,
it's amazing.
Now you're committing a crime.
No, you try it.
Light mayonnaise, man.
Oh, and light mayonnaise, forget it.
No.
Better to go hungry.
Fat-free mayonnaise, forget it. Light mayonnaise is okay.
Bingo.
It's tolerable. Fat-free mayonnaise, forget it.
I'm not on this world. I'm not on this earth to tolerate.
All right, enough of that. Let's get the accordions in here. We can all agree on accordion music, can't we?
Yes,
sure.
From the music school, Robert Paolo Music, the Paolo Music School in Johnston, Rhode Island, let's bring in Anthony Falco. Give him a nice round of applause.
Yeah.
Anthony Federici, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Chris Gorton, Cassie Nelson,
hi, kids.
Marissa
Hello.
Williams, Danielle Renzi, and Lenore Del Ponte. We got some good Italians in this thing. This
Amazing.
Is a good deal. All right, let's get all the microphones up here so we can get everybody on mic. This is so great.
You know,
Stefan, this is so great.
Oh, good.
I swear to God, I think I'm the only radio host in America that is this excited about accordion music. And don't play anything yet because I want to make a big deal about this.
I doubt we're going to need to even have the mics on when
this
they all play.
This is very, very, very exciting. I really am thrilled to have you all here. And Beth-Ann, please introduce our very first guest here. There he is, right there. Yeah, I see accordions. Oh, you're...
It's the man on the cream color.
Right. Which one are you, son?
I'm Christopher Gorton.
Christopher Gorton. Where are you from, Christopher?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island.
Welcome. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, any of you guys ever... now, how many people are you all from Rhode Island?
Yes, sir.
All of you? You ever been to East Beach? Missquamicut? Yeah. Ever been down there? See? I'm from Hartford, Connecticut, so I'm not that far away. I used to hang out down there. All right. And you, sir, I'm sorry, it was written down somewhere.
That's okay.
But
I'm Frank Busso, and I'm from New York.
Frank Busso. Frank, tell
Staten
me.
Staten Island, New York.
Staten Island, New York.
Yeah.
This is very, very cool. We've got all these. Now, are these extraordinarily talented accordionists
that's
that we have?
That's why they were handpicked to come.
Oh, yes! Oh, this is great.
They're in town for some kind of competition.
Yes,
dueling? What are they? How do they compete?
We have our festival competition going on over at the Arlington, the Roslyn Holiday Inn at Key Bridge.
So that's where all this is going on?
It's going on. It
do they compete as a team or singly?
They will compete as a team on Saturday, but today they competed individually, and they will compete tonight individually in some of the real heavy categories.
Do they shower afterwards to warm their muscles?
like
I don't
the Olympians.
Think they have to shower at all.
This is the 70th anniversary American Accordionists Association competition and festival.
Yes.
And it's at the Holiday Inn in Roslyn.
That's correct.
Now, if I'm just a John Q. Public, can I duck in to hear
you
some of the competition?
And you can come in tonight, which is going to be a wonderful event. It's a competition where we're giving out tonight will be about $8,000 in money.
Okay.
And then tomorrow evening is our 70th anniversary concert. Featuring, we have a world champion from Russia that's our guest artist, and he will be performing tomorrow night.
I don't know why. I can't tell you why. I never played the accordion. I Rob, we've had discussions about it.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm in love with
You're drawn to it.
I always have. I think it's got comedic value, but it's also got incredible fun value, and it's just a happy instrument to hear.
I love it. It fills a room like no other singular instrument.
And so you're talking about three international competitions with $12,000 in prizes
that
also.
Is correct.
And our guests today are ranging in age. They're all from Rhode Island, which I think is very, very cool. Uh-huh. Let's go down and meet everybody individually. First of all, let's say hi to, which one are you?
I'm Cassie Nelson.
Cassie Nelson, nice to have you with us. You're from Rhode Island.
Yes.
And how long, Buzz, that you're going to have to get right. real close to that microphone because we have to. It's and how this... long how long have you been playing the accordion?
About 9 years.
9 years?
Wow.
And do you love it?
Yes.
It's cool, isn't it? Is it? I mean, I know there's a little like stigma around it sometimes in school, but the sound is cool, and if you learn to play anything well, I would imagine like your classmates kind of think it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Right. Very cool.
Cool.
Let's go right down the line here. Who's next?
Anthony Federici.
Anthony.
Yo,
Anthony Federici. Yo, from Rhode Island.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
How long you been playing?
About 8 years.
And you love it?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Is it a good way to get chicks?
I bet Anthony doesn't have trouble with the chicks.
He's good-looking guy.
You got a girlfriend, Anthony?
No.
No, you don't?
No.
Well, you know, just take your accordion, like, out to a subway station, and you'll get a girlfriend. That'll be cool.
That should do it.
Who's next in line? Step right up to the microphone.
I'm Danielle Renzi.
Danielle Renzi, how are you?
I'm good.
Also from Rhode Island. How long have you been playing?
Like 8 years.
Everybody's been playing 8 years.
You
That's
know that
cool.
guy next to you needs a girlfriend.
Hey, let me ask you about this conclave when you have everybody that also plays the accordion. Is it a blast to meet people from around the world and around the country that play the same instrument? Do you have a great time at this thing?
Yeah.
Is it a good time this summer?
Yep.
Okay. Don't elaborate. All right. Let's step right up to the microphone there.
The name's Anthony Falco.
Anthony Falco, another good Italian guy from Rhode Island.
Antonio Falcuccio,
hey,
Italian.
Hey, Antonio Falcuccio. Hey, so good. Is this, I got to ask you, Frank, is this... I would imagine this instrument is probably more familiar to Italian American communities in the United States than any other. Or you think maybe Polish though sometimes
Polish
with the polkas?
People, Russian I think community
Russian
also,
community right? also. Yeah,
Chinese right. accordion is huge, and we have a group from China here.
Oh, you have a China group China, here?
Yeah,
but also Germans. It's big in polka too.
Sure.
So I mean, all that all over Europe.
This is very very cool, and it's okay. We have a Falco, right? You're a do you ever just decide to go Falco like the pop star from years ago?
Yes, I have. You mean Amadeus, of
course. How long have you been playing?
About 12 years now.
12 years, and do you have a girlfriend?
Oh, about three in different area.
Very nice. I like this guy. I like this guy. Step right up to the microphone. What's your name?
I'm Marissa Williams.
And you're also, Marissa, you're from Rhode Island as well?
Yes.
And how long have you been playing?
8 years.
And you're very, very pretty. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
Boy, wow. I tell you, you know what? I'll tell you about this whole accordion thing. Everybody's hooking up. That's what's
happening.
Yeah.
Oh, incredible. Yeah.
A lot of matchmaking at the accordion convention.
It's incredible.
Magic fingers.
All right, let's get the microphone switched over here. Step right up. Hello.
Hi.
Another pretty girl. Pretty, pretty women in this group.
Knock here.
Thank you.
Hi, what's your name?
Lenore.
And where are you from?
Cranston, Rhode Island.
How long have you been playing?
About 10 years.
10 years?
10 years.
Wow, this is great. And you're the last one we talked to you before?
Christopher Gorton from Providence, Rhode Island.
All right, very good, Christopher. And you guys, what now? How are we going to do this today, Frank? What are these guys? Are they going to be playing as a group, or are they going to be playing individually? It is up to you.
It is
the accordion. I am at your service,
sir. As you wish. They could. They are competing as a group on Saturday. Maybe they could do a little part of that particular selection that they're going to do as a group, and then maybe since the accordion certainly is very versatile and can play many styles of music from classical to polka to pop to jazz.
Right.
Maybe we can select. One or two to do something together.
All right, that's a great idea. What we're going to do first is we will have, as a group, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 7 accordionists in here, and let's play a group selection. What would you guys like to play? Are you the team leader? You look like the kid. You're the stud. Go ahead. This is what we're going to play, Michael.
He's just so good.
No,
my name is
called Jubilee.
It's called Jubilee?
Jubilee by Frank Gaviani, if I remember.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the music school, Robert Paolo Music School in Johnston. I'm sorry. Bethann put music school and then music school again.
Well,
is it the Robert Paolo Music
Paolo.
School?
It's Paolo.
Paolo? The Robert Paolo Music School in
Johnston,
that's good
Rhode
for
Island.
Disc jockeys.
It is.
The Robert Paolo Music School in Johnston, Rhode Island. This song is Jubilee. And when I go like this, it's not because I'm bored. It's because we're going to move on because we've got a limited amount of time.
Right.
So let's hear a little Jubilee. All right. Go for it, guys.
Everyone ready? Yeah. Give you two.
Let's rock! I know! I knew you'd love it. Happy Thursday.
It is. The circus is in town.
This is great.
Like accordion music.
Yes,
oh,
you do.
I really, really do. Now, that's a group competition.
Yeah, it's
where
a classical piece.
And you guys will be representing the school, and you'll all be up on stage together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And are these guys also participating in individual
they
competitions
are, yes.
as
in,
well?
In classical, jazz, pop.
All right, before we move any further, I want to get a little of everybody's, like, specialty piece that they know.
Their show-off piece?
There are a couple of things that I'm curious about here. Number one is it Flight of the Bumblebees kind of hard
that would
to play
be quick,
on?
Yeah.
That's hard to play on the
anybody
accordion.
Here?
Anybody capable? Anybody got it? Nobody's got it, right?
I might step up for that one.
Oh, okay.
Please do.
All right.
I would love that.
All right. This is Anthony Falco, and Anthony's going to give us just a little bit of Flight of the Bumblebee on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Very nice
I love
one.
This.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And aren't you glad you paid extra for that nice stereo in your car?
I was watching him play it, and I was breaking a sweat watching that.
Oh, sure.
Right now.
That's a very difficult piece.
Now, as we move on down, Bethann, this rocks. This totally rocks. How about the classic Lady of Spain? Is there anybody
Somebody,
in here?
Anybody.
I know it's a traditional. Now, you're all looking. Now, hold on. You gave me a look like, oh, my God. Come here. Step up to the microphone.
It's
he
the most
says, Lady of Spain. Is that kind of jive?
It's cliche, isn't it?
Very cliche.
It's very I'm sorry. Now, you. What's that?
Our teacher won't teach it to us.
Really?
No
good
kidding.
For him.
Oh, I applaud that, sir.
Why are you applauding? That's like the greatest one ever played.
It's overplayed.
I swear to God, Chris Gorton, don't let me down. You know that, don't you? Don't know it?
Not in years.
What have I? Now, Frank, have I tapped into something horrible right now? That Lady of Spain, is that like a cliche that everybody
hates? The stigma that's attached to the song
really?
Yes. That many accordionists...
Will you stop agreeing with him, Buzz, like you're Mr. Accordion over here?
That they don't like.
Really?
They don't like.
Okay. All right. Then what? Yes, Bethann?
Can they play anything contemporary like Miley
Cyrus?
Oh,
here you go. Yes, yes, program director.
You know,
let's play
fun?
A contemporary hit.
Do you know anything by Duffy?
All right, let's go around the room as far. How about rock, for example? Does anybody know anything rock? All right, once again, he's stepping up. Anthony.
Showboat.
All right.
Tony Showboat.
Hey, but Tony did, Flight of the Bumblebees.
Wonderful.
What would be a rock song that translates on
Guns
on
Roses
the accordion?
Ring a bell?
Guns N' Roses.
I like
yes.
that.
Sweet Child of Mine.
A Sweet Child of Mine, absolutely.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
This,
this is Anthony Falco, ladies and gentlemen.
A little bit of it.
All right.
Nice.
I like that.
Very nice.
All right, we're going to go around the room here, and let's get our next lady up here. I got to say, I've got the names all screwed up, so shout your name out, and what's your selection you're going to play for us here?
Cassie's very shy. Don't be shy, Cassie. They're just microphones. Don't be afraid.
It's Cassie, what are you going to play for us?
Anthony and I are going to play a duet.
A lovely duet. Okay, I'm ready for that. All right, Anthony. All right, this is our other Anthony. Anthony Federici, and this is Cassie Nelson. They're going to play a duet, and the duet is...
Polka
Italiana. Polka
Italiana. It's a polka, good.
Oh, very good. Maybe we can dance to it. Bethann, let's dance.
Everyone dance.
All right, one, two, ready, go! Whoppa! I wish this was BYOB Friday.
Me too. What's with the special tonight?
Oh, this is gonna make your mouth water. You want a pie? I got a 16 pies. Pretty instruments, aren't they?
Lovely.
These are all like brand new.
baby.
It's a little roll out the barrels, right?
Yeah, the barrel, yeah. Barrel polka.
Hope you're enjoying our carnival on Thursday. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now's the time to roll the barrel.
Time for one or two more songs here. I want to make sure everybody gets their little solo moment. We've got, is it Marissa?
No,
I'm sorry.
Not
is
at all.
Is it Lenore?
No, Danielle.
It's Danielle.
Oh,
I knew you were on
Danielle.
Here.
Of course it's Danielle.
Oh, Danielle, you weren't on. Oh, Danielle Renzi? Danielle, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play Brazil.
Brazil.
Oh, I love
Brazil.
That.
Brazil!
Signature song of Xavier Cugat.
All right, I want to make sure everybody gets their chance. All right, here is Danielle Renzi, 15 years old? Mm-hmm. Are you fit? That's wonderful.
Nice.
Okay, here we go. Dance with you.
That'll be quite enough of that.
Yeah.
Wow, that is nice.
Bravo. Oh, well, you know, I wish we had like six segments to do this. We don't. We got to go really quickly. We've gotten Anthony on a couple of them. We've got Marissa Williams. Marissa, you're also 15. Something really, really quick, like in 15 seconds. What's that?
I don't mind if you sit down. That's the lovely little chair right there.
This.
She's going to sit down. What
a
are you going to play?
Accordion.
Nice and loud. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a segment of Jolly Caballero.
Jolly Caballero.
Oh, that's Mike.
All right, really. I'm the Jolly Caballero. And then we'll get to the other two guys, and you guys are going to have to figure out a duet because we got to get out of here pretty soon. All right, here we go.
Everybody clap! Yes, sir. Yeah.
I know it's unorthodox. I don't care.
I think it's orthodox.
I like it.
Excellent. Yeah. Very good.
Very, very nice.
All right. And then
if you bought the HD radio, you're welcome.
You are Lenore, right? Lenore Del Ponte, and we also have Chris Gordon. Anything you guys really rapid fire? You're going to play us out, and then we're going to get everybody one last little thing. What are you going to play for?
I'll do a little classical Italian piece, The Godfather with
the all right, the Godfather, and then we'll all play. Are you cool with that? Is that okay? Okay, here we go. This is Chris Gordon.
Look how they massacred my boy. Look how they massacred my boy. My beautiful Santino. Just when you think you're out, they suck you back in.
That's wonderful.
That is beautiful.
Good job. And Frank, first of all, I want to thank you for bringing everybody back.
Our pleasure.
Congratulations. And I do want to mention that they're all down at the Holiday Inn in Roslyn.
That is correct.
In town for the 70th anniversary American Accordionists Association competition, hard to say, and festival. Lots of competition going on through the weekend, I would imagine,
well,
also.
Tomorrow we have a whole group playing in Market Square in Alexandria.
Market Square in Alexandria,
and
that's
then
great.
Contest goes on Saturday.
On Saturday, so you guys are having a great weekend here in Washington D.C. 13-17. I can't believe how wonderful this is. And then we've got the oldster Anthony who did that wonderful Flight of the Bumblebee there.
Tony Showboat.
What do you think, Frank? For our last like 30-second little finish
how
here. What
we
do you
finish?
Think? What's the big finish with everybody? Is
well,
there anything,
what do you, guys? This is.
What do you think, guys?
You're the players.
You're the players. What do you think for the big finish.
Ideas?
End of Jubilee. My country, 'tis of thee.
Okay, End of Jubilee. All right, here we go. All right, here, get patriotic, ladies and gentlemen.
A one, two, three.
There we go. One, two, three.
I love this. The studio, play something on your
play
way
as
out.
You exit.
I want to thank everybody here from the Robert Paolo Music School in Johnston, Rhode Island. Can you guys play your way out? That's perfect if you're out of here.
Play yourselves out.
Whatever
you
play
much.
Before, that first one you play.
Jubilee.
Ready?
Good
Jubilee.
Luck.
Jubilee. Jubilee. On the way out, play Jubilee and walk at the same time. Kind of hard to do.
If
Let's see
you
if they can.
Can
do it. All right, if you can do it.
Do it. All right, from the beginning.
No,
from the presto.
Presto,
all right.
One, two, three, go.
One and two.
And...
Thank you, guys.
And
thank you.
Accordions on the
Bye.
March.
Accordions. Bye, Anthony. Bye, Anthony. Thank Bye, you. Chris. Bye, Cassie.
Good luck,
Bye, Marissa.
Kids.
Bye, Danielle. Bye, Lenore.
Keep playing.
Good luck. There you go.
They are the future Weird Al Yankovics.
Oh, my God. And the reviews are coming in instantaneously,
I
ladies and gentlemen.
Wait.
TJ in Sacramento, you couldn't wait to get on the phone. What's going on, TJ?
Love the accordion, but I don't know why. I'd imagine that to be an instrument Charlie would play while wearing a propeller hat.
On that note, we got to take a break. I love that. That was so much fun.
That was great.
I know it's a little weird, but I hope you enjoyed it. When we come back, where the hell are we in this show?
Weird.
Oh, my God. The Hollywood buzz. And I think we're going to talk to that kid from Burger King that took a bath in the Burger King sink.
He should be fun.
I think I'd like to talk to him, and you might be very surprised about my take on that thing.
I hear he's a wonderful accordion player.
He's called Mr. Unstable. At least that's what he calls himself. Uh-huh. So we'll chat with him and have the Hollywood buzz when we come back. I love accordions!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.